Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Tuesday, the 1st of December, 2020. And the topic is detachment. The dictionary has several varied definitions for this word detachment. One, the state of being objective, distant, or aloof. 2. A group of troops, aircraft, or ships sent away on a separate mission, as in a detachment of soldiers or detachment of marines. Or 3. When you have a sense of detachment from your surroundings, you are a bit aloof or apart, especially in an emotional way. 4. A more physical kind of detachment is an actual coming apart when something breaks or separates. Detachment is also the act of releasing from an attachment or connection. An example of detachment is a sense of separation, say, from one's family and friends, in a very blunt way, meaning indifference to or remoteness from the concerns of others, aloofness. Detachment, also expressed as non-attachment, is a state in which a person overcomes their attachment to desire for things, people, or concepts of the world, and thus attains a heightened perspective. Detachment here is a de-link of sorts. Vairagya is a Sanskrit term used in Hindu as well as Jain philosophy that roughly translates as detachment, dispassion, or renunciation. In particular, renunciation from pain and pleasures in the temporary material world. Emotional detachment, which I would like to dwell on in a little more detail, is an inability or unwillingness to connect with other people on an emotional level. For some people, being emotionally detached helps protect them from unwanted drama, anxiety, or stress. Detachment isn't always voluntary. It is instead the result of events that make a person unable to be open and honest about their emotions. Emotional detachment can be helpful if you use it purposefully. You may set boundaries with certain people or groups. It helps you stay at an arm's length from people who demand a lot of your emotional attention. This is a vast subject in itself and would require another platform to discuss the whys and the wherefores. Emotions and feelings are a vital part of human connection. In situations like this, emotional detachment is a bit like a protective measure. Another important benefit is the ability to let go of the past, of painful memories, and from anger. Detaching from your thoughts with mindfulness is letting go of preconceived notions, helps release attachments, and cleanses the mind. Detachment involves 4 key concepts. 1. Having appropriate boundaries. 2. Accepting reality. 3. Being in the present, not the past or future, And 4, taking responsibility for our feelings and needs. Detachment is letting go with love, with no bitterness. Letting go reaps us profound benefits, not only in relationships, but in personal growth, inner peace, and all areas of our life. Please remember that detachment is not indifference wholly to the concerns of others. Detachment from the outcome you want to experience is vital to creating your ideal reality. Faith is the root to true detachment. To detach is not the same as quitting on your choices. Detachment allows you to experience the full gamut of life and does not mean that interest or emotions are missing. The Bhagavad Gita, which is surely the basic text on the practice of detachment, is wonderfully explicit on this point. Krishna tells Arjuna that acting with detachment means doing the right thing for its own sake, because it needs to be done without worrying about success or failure. To quote, the Gita actually addresses many of the questions that we have about detachment, pointing out, for instance, that we are really supposed to give up not our families or our capacity for enjoyment, but our tendency to identify it with our bodies and personalities instead of with pure, deathless awareness. End quotation. In a sense, the Gita is one long teaching on how to act with maximum grace while under maximum pressure. Detachment is rarely something we achieve once and for all. Look at the relationship between desire and detachment. Detachment is not about external things. In fact, as is so often the case with the big issues of spiritual life, detachment involves a deep paradox. It is true that those without a lot of clutter in their lives have more time for inner practice. But in the long run, disengaging ourselves from family, possessions, political activism, friendships, and career pursuits can actually impoverish our inner lives. Engagement with people and places, skills and ideas, money and possessions is what grounds inner practice in reality. Without these, it is hard to learn compassion, to whittle away anger and pride, and to put spiritual insights into action. And finally, coming back to emotional detachment again, when you meditate, there are a series of thoughts which bring with them certain emotions, feelings, experiences. When you let your thoughts flow without clinging to them, emotional detachment occurs. When you stop focusing on your thoughts, emotion does not appear. Emotional detachment is a sign of inner strength. Detachment leads to freedom. And emotional detachment occurs when you can see the situation more objectively and focus on finding the best solution. But at the same time, we can't use detachment as an excuse not to deal with fundamental issues such as livelihood, self-esteem, and relationships with people. Nor can we make detachment a synonym for indifference or carelessness or passivity. Instead, we can practice detachment as a skill, perhaps the essential skill for infusing our lives with integrity and grace. Thank you.